We are very lucky to have our next presentation on alternatives to guardianship by Judge Jason Cox. Judge Cox was elected to judge of Harris County Probate Court No. 3 in 2018. He received his undergraduate degree from Texas A&M and his law degree from the University of Houston Law Center. He served as he was a probate litigator before he took the bench. And since taking the bench, Judge Cox has worked to expand mental health services in Harris County to increase transparency and to educate the community about the expansive services offered by Harris County Probate Courts. And we're very excited to have him with us today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can everybody hear me? All right. So first of all, let me thank Gus Tamborello for graciously allowing me to use his paper for this presentation. I don't think that... A little louder. Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. So as I was saying, thank you, Gus Tamborello, for allowing me to use your paper for the presentation. I don't think Gus is here any longer, but I still hope to do his paper justice. His paper's very detailed, and so in the time that I have this afternoon, I'm going to try and hit some of the high points. But there's a lot of additional information in there, and I encourage everybody to take a look at it. So today I'm going to talk about the importance of alternatives to guardianship, and along the way, we'll also go over some practice tips and some practical advice. So as we all know, guardianship should always be the last resort when it comes to protecting someone's person or their estate. And the Texas Estates Code really, it requires us to avoid guardianship if a less invasive method is available. That policy, that requirement that we seek the least restrictive alternative also supports and services has been in place for some time now. And the law is clear that everyone involved in the process is required to consider these at every single step. And that includes from the outset of the filing of the application through the conclusion of the hearing, and even at mediation, should that occur. The Estates Code has a laundry list of alternatives to guardianship, and they range from powers of attorney and trusts to supported decision-making agreements and everything in between. And before we dive into all of those, I want to say a quick word about the Ward's Bill of Rights. So the Bill of Rights for Ward statute describes a comprehensive set of rights and protections for people that are under a guardianship, and it aims to safeguard a person's, you know, their dignity and their autonomy and their decision-making ability despite their limitations. And the statute's spirit and its intent really reflect a respect for a person's individuality and their capacities, and that's really part and parcel of what we're going to be talking about here today. The Bill of Rights emphasizes encouraging wards to develop their fullest potential and to strive for self-sufficiency whenever possible. And this includes making decisions in settings that are the least restrictive and most integrated into the community, consistent with the mandates of other laws such as the Americans with Disabilities Act. The rights that are set out in the Ward's Bill of Rights really dovetail with the Estates Code's requirements that alternatives to guardianship and supports and services be strongly considered throughout these proceedings, and a copy of the Ward's Bill of Rights is included with the paper, so I encourage you to look at that really closely as well. So lastly, and real briefly, beyond preserving a person's dignity and their autonomy, there's another compelling reason to consider alternatives, and this is because guardianships, while sometimes they're necessary, they can often lead to significant personal turmoil and family discord. So just by a show of hands, whoever here has been involved in a contested guardianship proceeding? Was that a pleasant experience for you? So from my experience formerly as a practicing attorney and as now as a judge, I think these are the hardest cases that are out there in probate. They cause the most disruption to a person's life. And they're really the most difficult for everybody involved, and especially for the ward who's at the center of these kinds of cases. So, another good reason to consider alternatives. And let's start with some specific alternatives to guardianships of the person, and we'll start with one of the most common, and that's the medical power of attorney. So the medical power of attorney is one of the primary methods for avoiding a guardianship of the person because subject To some limitations, the agent can make any healthcare decision on the principal's behalf that the principal could make if they were competent.